Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right, good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So today, we have a new co-host for you coming online. And this gentleman, I met him at a, I guess you can call it a conference of sorts. You guys have actually heard prior the great Valerie Pawlowski on this show, who is the world champion kettlebell athlete. And she invited me to come out to an event. And this little event, which turned into actually a bigger event than I expected, was called the Millionaire Blueprint. And the Millionaire Blueprint, I can't talk today, is actually an event put on by the Golden Mastermind organization run by Jeffrey Combs. So today we have, to honor our audience, the Millionaire Apprentice by the name of Alec Friel. So Alec, welcome to the show.
Scott, it's great to be here today. Thank you for having me on the show, Live the Fuel. It is my privilege and honor to be here today with you.
Well, I mean, I'm honored to have you on too, man, because a lot of people were like, oh, did you get Jeffrey on the show yet? And I said, no, I'm going to bring on his apprentice. And they're like, I don't get it. I mean, I thought you were really inspired by his event. I said, I definitely was. And eventually Jeffrey will come around and he'll want to be on this show, just like a lot of other famous people have already started coming on. And I said, but I'll tell you what, when I was at this event and I approached you and I told you, when you're at that table, I was like, man, your story was very moving, very profound. And I know that until you met somebody like Jeff, I'm sure it was very hard to get yourself to that point of honesty, transparency, vulnerability. And that is something that I've talked about prior on this show as I've gone through my own personal and professional growth and the journeys of life. And that I think a true real man, so to speak, and this goes for women too, but real man steps into that vulnerability and owns it. And you really did that day. And I don't know how many times you've actually gone on stage prior to that event in New Jersey. Maybe you can kind of give a little light to that before you explain to our audience what I'm even talking about. But actually, go ahead and answer that. Like, how many times have you done that before what you did that day?
Scott, that was actually the first time I presented that content because it happened 48 hours before that event. So
okay,
during the Millionaire Blueprint, it all transpired within that week. And so that was the first time ever sharing what had occurred because it just occurred. And to give the audience and listeners today some insights on what occurred, I will share a little bit of my background.
Yes, my please do, because I want to rock their world at the beginning of this episode. That way they keep listening.
Definitely. So as Scott has mentioned, my name is Alec Friel. I grew up in the west side of Michigan in a home with a single mother. We had a lot of different men come in and out of our house over the years from the time I was a child to the time I was 18 and moved out to college. So I have five siblings from four different men, and over the years that caused a lot of dysfunction, a lot of chaos, and a lot of instability. So over the years, I always had an ambition and a vision to go out and create a successful life for myself. I was a top tier athlete, played three sports, started both ways on a high school football team, running back on offense, strong safety on defense. I was the team captain. We led our team to the state championship, Three Rivers High School, Division IV school, right in the middle area. Not the biggest school, but it was big enough. There was great talent that came through. We ended up losing in the finals of that championship game. But that was always a vision I had, was hard work, discipline, and commitment to whatever endeavor you're putting your energy into. So we led our team to the state championship. From that point, I wrestled and I also ran track. So with the chaos going on at home, I found myself always in the gym, always working out. That was my outlet.
I figured you'd want to escape some of that from the story that I heard that day. I'm like, that's why he became such a great athlete. The guy's like, I'm not hanging out in this environment. I'm getting out of there.
Absolutely. So a little bit more insights on my environment. my mother, being a single mother to this day now, lives on welfare. And my mother was a good looking woman. So back in the day, there was people who would, you know, call her the MILF and, oh, she's good looking. And she would, there's nights where she would go out when it wouldn't show up at home when my sister was a young little girl. So there was just a lot going on there.
So anyways, were you falling into some of that parenting role as the big brother or?
A little bit. I did. I was there for my siblings. I have five siblings. One of the siblings is actually only 5 years old. So by the time I went to college, he was born afterwards. Wow. So I wasn't as a part of his life, but I did have to grow up quicker. And at 12 years old, I started working, weed whacking, weed trimming, neighborhoods, grass, and any kind of work I could find that I could do hands-on to make some cash, I would do. Started detasseling corn in the summer at 12, 13, 14 years old, making, at that point in time, I think it was minimum wage, $5-6 an hour.
Are you referring to like literally like shucking sweet corn?
Yeah, so you would, when you detassel, it's the top tassel on the corn stalk, you pull that off so it doesn't fertilize the other corn.
Oh, that's what you're referring to. That's okay, because I grew up in farming. I was trying to see where you were going with. I'm like, were you literally, like some people actually literally pay people to shuck their corn for them because they don't want to deal with this. But I want to make sure you were actually talking about the farming piece of that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so spent a lot of time outdoors working as a young man and learned the blue collar aspect of work. That's really the only idea that my mom had from her parents. So that's the only vision I had. I didn't know much about business, entrepreneurship, creating what the free market will bear.
You're exchanging your time for money. That's what most of us do.
Exactly. So working at that point, I eventually decided to go to Michigan State University. It was a vision of mine. I wanted to put myself through college, and that is where I went. So I took out loans, student loans, and I was studying pre-medicine. I wanted to make a higher income. A doctor is on the higher scale of an employee in terms of their pay scale. So that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to make money to live a good life. Mm-hmm. Living with a mom who lives on welfare, where everything is about budgeting, everything's about the next deal, the next coupon. That's where that energy was focused into, rather than what we can go into later is about creating money.
Sounds very exhausting.
It is extremely exhausting. So I moved away from my mom at 18. And the relationship had been difficult. She was a very controlling woman, always right and very passive aggressive, a nice woman behind the scenes, but very controlling when it was her and our family. So when I moved to college, I was so happy and inspired to be away for the first time that I didn't go home much. I maybe went home 2-3 times in my first year of college. I ended up moving up to East Lansing, which was about 2 hours away from where I grew up on the west side of the state. So I moved there, lived there in the summertime.
Like Lansing, Michigan?
Lansing, Michigan. Okay. Yes. East Lansing, Michigan. So I moved there at 18. I lived there for 6 years. And during that time, I was 20. So I was studying pre-medicine. I came across a business opportunity in network marketing, a way that I could start a business for under $1,000 and become a business owner and create what the free market would bear. So I got started with that. And I also got into sales, working at a Sprint cell phone shop and started working in sales. And it was interesting because I attracted my mother as a manager at the Sprint store. And what I mean by that is super controlling, super aggressive. He would put me down, knock me down. Oh, you're never going to be a salesperson. This was
early. Your boss?
This was my boss. Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah.
He hires you to do sales and marketing for the business, but then psychologically beats you down so you're a worse employee?
Yes, it was.
It's completely back-asswards.
Right. So for me, I was only there for about 3 to 4 months. It was something I couldn't be around that environment long. So I resigned from that sales position. I built my network marketing business up. I was 20 years old at the time, built a business to about $3,000 to $4,000 profits per month. That was after the profit and loss statement. So I was,
and I'm sure that was probably a mix of obviously new people joining the business and then mixed with also new consumers, because some people aren't always business people. And then any residuals that were coming in off of the, because I mean, obviously something about you and I have in common was I started my network marketing business, but I mean, I was actually just a consumer in 2010 and I didn't really start doing the business side of it until like 11 or 12. And it's been one of my side hustles ever since.
Absolutely. I'm going to definitely be an advocate for that industry for a very long time because I saw the impact it made in my life and the change and life.
Oh man, the automated cash flow. You were probably like, man, this is great. 2,000 to 3,000 consistent. Like a lot of people think that's not a lot of money, but I'm like, no. If you can literally autopilot $2,000 to $3,000 while you're still doing your other job, like selling phones and stuff like that, like that's not, that's, I mean, a lot of people would just be happy to have an extra 200 a month or 500 a month.
Exactly. So the listeners today on the show, they can think for themselves, what would $2,000 to $4,000 a month do for them? How would it change their life? So it was a huge impact for me. And at that point in time, that wasn't enough for me. Wanting to live the life I wanted to live and create the success I wanted to create, I wanted more. So I got into car sales. I worked in car sales for 9 months. I sold 70 cars in 9 months. The day I started, though, I was doing it for the money, and I started selling these cars. I knew it wasn't my passion, my purpose. So 9 months comes around. I had another opportunity that came up. I was offered to run a tropical smoothie franchise and have a small percentage ownership by running the place, being the general manager. So I wanted, now it's been 5 years later, I'm 24, just about to turn 25 years young, and I decided to go into management. So I take over this restaurant and I'm working there.
Again, real quick on that, just to pause you, because a lot of people, I'm the same way. I was in the corporate world, started in the call center world, entry level, worked my way up into management, because for me, it sounds like you're still in that mindset of, oh, in management, I can build teams. I will get paid more per hour. I have a higher salary bracket, whatever. I was attracted to the job title and the salary grade at the time.
Exactly.
Okay. I figured that's where you were going, because I was like, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm working sales, and sales can be up, it can be down. At the end of the day, if you spend time mastering the skills and the habits and the mindset of the best salespeople, you can definitely create more sales and make more money. For me, I was in sales, and to this day, I'm still developing my selling techniques and skills and the ability to connect and qualify prospects for my business. But I wanted that change, just like you had mentioned, the management position. It was the title, it was the salary, it was a different type of routine for me. So I went into that, and eventually I was approached on a Facebook message from my uncle, and he said, I just took a screenshot and I'm going to send it over to you. There is a millionaire who's seeking an apprentice. And
I mean, I'm guessing this was a good uncle.
This was a good uncle. Yes, exactly.
Well, since you started our story today for our listeners with a clearly a traumatic relationship with your mother, this is really enlightening to hear that actually coming from your own family, a positive step in the right direction by somebody who's looking out for you.
Definitely. So this is my father's brother. So this is the other side of my family. So my father, him and my mom, there was a lot of chaos with that. They were divorced when I was seven, 8 years old. So this was actually my father's brother who reached out to me. I maybe see him one time a year. It's not too often. Now that I'm in California, it's been over a year since I've seen him. But he was looking out for me. He saw a Facebook post by a guy named Jeffrey Combs, who you mentioned in this podcast earlier. Jeffrey Combs is the host of the Millionaire Blueprint, where we actually had the chance to connect. And Jeffrey
powerful
Combs,
event.
Extremely powerful. Yes, Dr. Joe Dispenza was there. And
yeah, that was a mic dropping day, man. Like everybody that I was talking to that day, you back this up. They're like, Dispenza's going to be there. I'm like, yeah, I've heard of him. And I had no idea that he had stopped doing keynote speaking and everything else. But because him and Jeffrey were so tight, he was willing to keynote that day with Jeffrey. And I was like, oh, this is a big day.
Exactly. Yeah, it's one of his last keynote speeches that he would do, other than maybe with Louise Hay, who is the publisher of his books. That would be the only other person he would speak for, is what he told us at dinner on Friday night. We went to dinner with Dispenza, Alexis Romano, Jeffrey Combs, Carolyn Olson, and myself.
I went to dinner with Dispenza the next night.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And totally did not plan that. Sorry, not to distract the listeners from your story, but it's like, since we're on that point, I was hanging out with a bunch of women that are followers of his events and everything else. We're just hanging out in the lobby, and we just started like just sharing best practices and talking it up. And one girl's like, "You got to meet Joe." And I'm like, I know. I'll get around to it. You know, it's just a lot, I'm doing a lot of networking that day and hanging out and just trying to have fun, enjoy the event. And then next thing you know, they're like, "You got to come to dinner." And I'm like, "Okay, I'll hang out and go to dinner with you." Next thing you know, "Oh, we're going with Joe." I'm like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "This is great." So next thing you know, we end up going out to dinner. Like, that's how I live life, man. You don't always have to have a plan. You just got to flow with it and see where it takes you.
Go with the flow. Yeah. Go with the flow for sure. And actually, Scott, mentioning flow, I started a company out here in California. We can talk about this later. And the company is called Prosperity Flow.
Nice. So we've talked a lot on other episodes on this show around flow state, or, you know, embracing that flow, that energy, you know, the law of attraction, all of that type of stuff. So yeah, you're in common ground around here.
That is awesome. Yes, it's all the source. It's the root. It's the root of where all creation begins, where we begin everything. So back to the story. I'll wrap this up, this story of my mother and what I shared with you at that event. And so I ended up getting this position as a millionaire's apprentice. And within 1 week, I resigned from the general management position. I moved to California. For 5 years, I had been praying for a good person, a good mentor, someone who can give me direction, teach me skills of owning a business, but also get paid for it and make a good money while my time is being traded. If I am an employee, I want to make a decent income. Mm-hmm. And that was the position I was offered. I was offered an apprenticeship position with Jeffrey Combs. Now, to this day, I still collaborate with him daily. It's been a life-changing year for me. So what I did back in April, the first week in April, it had been almost a year since I moved to California. My mom and my five-year-old brother are still in Michigan.
And real quick, just for our listeners, we're talking about literally last year to this year. This is that new of a story right now.
Exactly. With the millionaire's apprenticeship.
Right, right.
Definitely. So, and I am in the process of writing The Millionaire's Apprentice, the book. It will be finished by the end of 2017.
Exciting, man.
Edited, published by my 26th birthday, February 11th, 2017. So super excited about that.
Love the hustle.
Yeah, absolutely. So since the time I moved out to college, 18 years old to 25 years old, I never spent more than 24 hours with my mom because I didn't have to. And I made that decision when I was 18 to separate myself. So living out here in California.
Did you get fully, what's it called? Emancipated?
Fully emancipated.
Yeah. Is that what you had to do or no? I mean, that's the term. Is that the proper term where you separate, you literally become your own adult responsibility, whatever some people do, but.
Right. I just did it on my own.
You just unplugged.
Right. Just unplugged. Called it. I hung the cleats and said, you know what? No more playing on this turf here.
Okay.
So I had this romance, Scott, I'll be honest with you. I had this romance of having, you know, I walk around these airports and travel every week and fly around. And I see these relationships with their parents, and I wanted to have a better relationship with my mother.
Yeah, you wanted to try and reconnect and see if you can, I guess, kind of rekindle it on a better plane of existence.
Right. And having a 5-year-old brother, someone who I naturally feel good towards and I love, I wanted to see him. It's been a year. And so I decide to allow my mom and my 5-year-old brother to come out for a week in California. And so for the listeners, the whole reason for this, the way Scott and I connected at this event is because I shared this very quick story at the Millionaire Blueprint of what occurred the week she was here in California. I romanced this relationship that I could reconnect with my mom and that she was a changed woman and had evolved. And the reality was when she was here for a week, the first couple of days were fine. And then the flashbacks occurred from when I was 16. And what I mean by that was, again, super controlling. She had to be right. And just overall was negative towards everything. Everything we were doing, we went downtown San Francisco. It was all about, oh, why didn't we sit here on this bus rather than sit on this side of the train? Or
she just couldn't. She couldn't live in the moment in a positive mindset. Which is, wow, that's destructive. I mean, just hearing that right there.
Right. And Scott, between you and I and for the listeners, reality is this is a large portion of society. A lot of people focus on these issues and problems, and for living the fuel, and our purpose and our mission is to show the light and provide the light to others and, you know, hope that they can then transform themselves into that. Yeah,
the hairs are standing up on my arm because this freaking dig so deep in me what you're talking about right now.
definitely. So as I shared, Scott, at the event in that week, my mom then threatened not to leave California. She threatened to move into my apartment with my girlfriend and I. At the point, I had one extra bedroom. I had a 2-bedroom apartment here in Stockton, California, where I reside and have moved my life.
Stockton, you're outside of San Fran, right?
Exactly. Yeah. San Fran,
Bay Area.
West Bay Area in the San Joaquin Valley.
Nice.
Great, perfect weather, but overall a beautiful area to be. So I ended up, what occurred was I had to call the police on my own mother. My little brother was crying. No, I don't want mom to go to jail. The whole reason was because she was threatening not to leave my apartment. Now, when the police showed up, they had informed me that there's a law in the state of California, and more than likely it's a law in other states. I don't mark my words on that. But if you have a friend, relative, or any person who comes into your residence and stays for 24 hours, if they have clothes or a toothbrush in your apartment, now they're actually considered a tenant by the state of California.
Which is crazy because it's a squatter's loophole.
It is.
Yeah. Which is ridiculous.
It is. So the police show up and I say her plane leaves tonight. This is April 13th. Her plane leaves at midnight tonight and she's not leaving. And they told me the law. They said, you know, technically we've had boyfriends, girlfriends call and try to do the same thing you're trying to do, attempt to, you know, say the significant partner has to leave, and, you know, legally we can't do anything about it. So eventually, though, it took a couple hours. I talked my mother into getting into my car. I packed all her stuff up. I took it out to my car. I said, look, let's go. Like, you have to get back to Michigan. And it's just very toxic. And at this point, as you can imagine, my emotions, I'm devastated, right? I'm devastated.
Dude, and let's pause on this, man. You stepped up more than I mean, I've done a lot of good things over the years, and we've also made a lot of mistakes over the years. That's how we learn. And I'm like, I still can't. I mean, you already, deep down, I know you know that it was going to happen, I think. But you just really wanted to give it one more shot. You wanted to see if she could actually, like, I get it, man. And that's why it's kind of heart-wrenching, you know, because, like, yeah, I wanted to give it that shot. And she's still a crazy bitch. Sorry, I mean, but I don't care. We don't edit anything on this show. But I'm like,
thank you for the transparency.
I was like, dude, like if I when you told this story, I'm sitting here and I'm like, how could she do that, man? Like, especially you reached out at a whole different level and you put yourself so vulnerable, and she's just making that thing crash and burn all around you. It's just, that's harsh. That's not cool.
It was. I felt definitely violated.
Yeah.
And And so I shared that with her, and she's like, oh, you feel, anyway, she just didn't see it. You know, just like I said, it's her way or no way. She'd be right until sunrise tomorrow. So I had to let things go. And this is a really important lesson for, you know, each other and the listeners today, because you may be in a process of evolution. You may be in a process of changing, and you're looking at improving the quality of your health, improving the quality of your life, your business. And there's going to be people that you have to meet them where they are at. And some of these people just will not change. And so this was a very important lesson for me, being my mother. It goes to show that, you know, you can have love for people, you can respect people, and you can see very objectively how situations occur. And but at the end of the day, you don't have to serve a relationship that doesn't serve you back. So
we have a choice. You can give people a chance, which you more than adequately did. I mean, you put yourself way out there and welcomed her in your home. And I mean, God forbid, I mean, who knows? Maybe she even knew about that law. I don't know if she did, probably didn't, but still, it's like, man, you're right. We have a choice, and you put yourself out there.
And talking about choice, this is another interesting aspect of my life I want to share with you. Growing up with my mother in this single mother household, guys coming in and out, I had an aunt, and it was my mom's sister. So my mom has one sister. This was my aunt. And my aunt was on the other side of the spectrum. Her choices over the years compounded into a completely different life. My aunt owns her own Absolute Home Care business. It's called Absolute Home Care in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So she's her own business owner. She worked her way up.
Is that like an elder care type support company?
Exactly.
Okay.
Like a home-based nursing program.
Oh yeah. Those can be very successful businesses, and you got to be a very caring person to run one of those. So.
Yes. So my aunt, which is my mom's sister. Now my mom tells me, oh, your Aunt Bobby has had something against me ever since we were kids. And that's not the case at all.
It's called your aunt, aka your sister, knew that you were a life sucker, and she wanted nothing to do with you because she wanted to surround herself with more positive people to grow her future.
Amen. Amen. And so my aunt actually owned, she was a single woman as well for many years. She lived on her own. She was married, had two daughters that are my cousins, Brooke and Bridget Gifford. And anyway, she owns $1 million home, has 12 acres of land in Michigan. She has any type of vehicle she really wants to own. But I remember she talked about 5 years ago, about 7 years ago, she said to me, I'm going to drive a Maserati. I was just about to go to college. She said, I'm going to have a Maserati in the next couple of years. And sure enough, now she has her Maserati.
She set a goal.
She worked towards it. And so she, you know, my mom's living on less than $1,000 a month on welfare. And then her sister has $1 million home, a 60-foot indoor pool in her house, and is completely crushing it, wants to expand her business, and, you know, is a woman that I definitely look at as influential and someone with affluence as well.
And let's pause on that key point. You literally just said affluence. And because this has been part of my own personal journey over the past few years. Like I grew up in a hardworking family, blue collar family. We struggled with money. So I did not have a good millionaire mindset. I've had to rebuild and reprogram the brain over the years. And I think we're always still going to be doing that. You could speak to that being an apprentice. I mean, luckily you have somebody like Jeffrey in your back, in your corner, right? But this point of money, right? We're not saying that millionaires automatically makes you a better person, right? There's some negative millionaires out there, some negative billionaires out there. It's how you're living your life. It's what you're doing. So real quick for our listeners, like I'm not derailing the conversation. I just want to help you kind of expand on this. Like when you look at your aunt, she's not a better person because she's got affluence. It's what she's doing with the affluence. She's just building a successful life. I don't know. How would you expand on that real quick?
Definitely. That's a great question. She is a routine, systematic woman. She wakes up at the same time every day, from what I understood over the years of being around her, and she can put in the work and she can pay the pain of discipline now to live the life that she wants to later. So she shows up every day. She has a different attitude, a different mindset. When you're talking to her, she connects, she can listen, and she can look at situations for what they are. She focuses on solutions. When I would say Heather, my mother, would focus on the problem, and that's all she would focus on for not only one day, 2 days, 3 days, a week, months at a time, where my aunt is always adapting, always adjusting, and always moving forward. So the affluence comes from the overall habits, and the habits will come from your daily actions. Your daily actions will feed from the feelings that you have, which are the thoughts and the visions you have for yourself. So if we recycle that, my aunt had a vision. She wants a Maserati. That's going to lead her having some type of feeling. What's it going to feel like driving that Maserati, pulling it up in this house? And then that led to the actions which created these habits for her. So the affluence, I believe, would come from her overall being on a daily basis, her overall commitment to success, her commitment to her business, and taking responsibility for the things in her life and the things going on around her life. When you are a victim, and you play this victim role and this victim mindset, you can't take responsibility for yourself. So the affluence, as you mentioned, it comes from within. Mm-hmm. It comes from within of her. And as you mentioned, there's definitely millionaires who are not happy. There are billionaires who are unhealthy. And there are people who I would look at and say, they might have a lot of money, but it's not a person who I would want to follow, listen to, learn
right.
from.
It's like how you actually define true wealth. Like I talk to people all the time. Like I'm building the millionaire path. It will happen. I mean, I'm on the path because I've joked around like I'm taking longer to build it. And people are like, well, why? And I say, well, I kind of joke around like these flash in the pan millionaires, like people who win like lotteries and everything else. The reason why 70, 80, 90% of these lottery winners, for example, lose it all. Because just like you hinted at, your aunt sounds like a powerful influence in your life. She has put in the reps. She has built a systematic process, a program that she's always following. It does not make you a robot. It helps you ensure that you start building those positive steps, right? And you're going to keep testing that until it's a proven system. If something's not working, then you know how to adjust. This is what happens over the time of success. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is because a lot of people don't do this. They want everything now. And the problem with everybody right now is, let's say you win all the money, blah, 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 or you build a business and you make all the money. Great. But if you haven't put in the steps to be healthy and to be like nutritionally fit and sleep habit fit and your circle of influence fit, right? Who's the positive mindset around us? One of the powerful quotes, Jim Rohn, right? We're the average of the five people we spend the most time with. Okay. Very, very well-known quote. I bring it up on this show all the time, but I do it all the time for a reason. It's simple. It's effective. Like, think about the people that are around you that you're always allowing to influence you. You have a choice. You can still be around those people and then ignore them or let all that stuff in. And clearly, your aunt probably does not have a negative influence affecting her affluence.
You're correct.
So now, I mean, through Jeffrey and through your aunt, how did you start flipping your own psychology on that? Like, I mean, what's clearly you've already had a worst case scenario and a best case scenario of people in your life. Like, wow, I could follow that one or I could follow that one. I mean, I don't know. That's pretty hard to figure out. So, but still, there's going to be that you grew up with all that. I mean, clearly, you had to do something to start breaking the psychology and start reprogramming yourself. So if you had to think about it, besides the fuel for the fire that I don't want to be like my mom, what else have you done to help flip that mindset and start building that programming? Because I think that's something that your story is powerful, and I love the transparency. But a lot of people just don't understand sometimes how people have been able to rebuild And that's what I'm getting out of your story. And I wanted to make sure we could share with our listeners so they can learn from you before your book comes out.
Definitely, Scott. What I would suggest for people is developing the attitude of a winner, developing the attitude of a quote unquote millionaire. And what I mean by that is, Scott, you, myself, Jeffrey Combs, my aunt, we could all lose everything. We could lose absolutely everything, and we would be able to rebuild. We would be able to restart and use our.
You can always make more money.
Exactly. We would be able to do this. And this comes from that attitude of winning. So with the competitive background, the chaos in my home, the sports being my outlet, I didn't show up on the field and say, hey, you know, we're here to play today. Don't beat me up too bad. I'm hoping the best. It was, I want to win today. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to lose. Now, I don't win them all. So after the game, it's good sportsmanship. It's hey, you know, great game, but I'm getting better. And I'm looking for improvement. So for the listeners, I think taking it one day at a time. Actually, I don't think I know. Taking it one day at a time and having a simple system is going to be the best way for you to do that. For me, I definitely had to sacrifice areas of social events to find a balance in life. Balance in life is very important with the health, the business, the mental, reading and working out, etc. There's the balance, but in order to get that balance, in order to understand your balance, I believe you have to have an imbalance. And the imbalance for me was, at one point, I had to decide to separate myself from college roommates, from the college party scene. I had to set down the drugs. I had to set down the alcohol. I had to set down the parties and focus in on what I really wanted to achieve. And at that point in time, I was with a health and wellness business. So instead of going out and not waking up until 10 a.m., I decided to stay in, go to sleep earlier, wake up earlier. This was a daily choice that I started to choose, because there's homeless people out there. And those homeless people, they have signs, and it says, please share with me some of your change. That is what they're asking for to the universe. That is what they're seeking. That is what they're putting out there. They didn't ask for change. They didn't ask to be homeless 20 years before they were homeless, but the compound of every single day got them to that point, and that mindset of share with me a little bit of change is all they're seeking. So taking
it's
it one
day. It's
not
always a monetary form, AKA change, like coins, right? Maybe they need a positive example in their lives to show them that positive change is possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why for us and sharing this with the listeners today and future downloads, future listeners who are going to listen to the replay of this, it's so important that you are the light to the people, because you never know whose life can be changed. For me, I had these influences come into my life at the right times. I believe that I deserve to live a good life. Even though I had this chaos and I had this struggle early in my life, I still had this vision of living a better life, and people would show up, and the right people showed up, and that's what gave me that boost, that lift that I required to take my game to the next level.
People like this gentleman right here, I'm showing for the YouTube watchers, just a couple of books that this millionaire apprentice here has been a part of, I guess, of supporting the growth of Jeffrey's work. So
Jeffrey Golden Mastermind Seminars is where you can find
him. Actually, heck, man, we got all this technology here. While you're talking, hold on, I'm going to share my screen and flip over here. Boom, there it is. Look at that. Golden Mastermind Seminars. This is what we went to. Well, not in Vegas, obviously, but that's your next one coming up, right?
Yes, that's our next Millionaire Blueprint. Jeff is hosting that event.
And there's you and Jeff.
Yes, exactly. So he is definitely one of the best coaches in the world, from what I've found and what I've came across. He puts it how it is. He will lay it out there, and he's not going to sugarcoat it. That is what he's best at, is giving people not what they want to hear, but giving them reality and the way it is. So I would highly suggest any business owner, anybody looking to transform their life, or specifically looking to handle their addictions in life, to look at Jeffrey Combs as their coach and to consider hiring him. He's definitely an excellent individual, human being, entrepreneur, and business owner.
Well, even, I mean, just to throw you another testimonial, I've had Valerie Pawlowski on here twice. And again, as a reminder, like, dude, this is a world champion in the kettlebell sport. She is I call it a master's athlete. There's a different term they use in the kettlebell world, but in her 50s, she's still swinging around a big, heavy bell of metal and beats other world champions. Like, she has competed in Germany and all over the world. And now she's literally launching an entire new coaching program here in the States, because now we're going to have our own USA kettlebell division to help compete in the world. And but it's like she said, Jeffrey's coaching changed everything for her. And she's definitely another testimonial to you guys, because that's why I came to the event. She and I both use the same company, Isogenics. It's a network marketing business. She's obviously hardcore full-time. You know, it's still one of my side hustles for years. It's just how it programmed into my life. And I love working with him. And the funny thing is, Valerie and I are not even on the same team. You know, people talk about, oh, you guys are supporting each other's businesses. I'm like, yeah, except I have zero influence on her business besides her coming on the show. Like, if I can get her some more exposure, that's how I'm benefiting her. So people are like, wait a minute, you've had her on the show and she's in a different business unit than you are in the company? I'm like, yeah. So they said, well, what if somebody listens to your episode and they want to work with her instead of you? I'm like, then I helped provide a platform to help somebody find the person they were inspired by. I was like, dude, there's thousands of people who need help out there, especially right. In the health, wellness, and fitness space. I mean, let's be real. It's like, there's plenty. I'm not worried about, oh, are you going to work with Alec? Are you going to work with her? Are you going to work with me? Don't care. Like, it's taken me years to get to that point, though. 2010, 2011, I wasn't in that mindset, you know?
Right. That's the, what I would consider the abundance mindset, meaning there's enough to always go around.
Yeah. And people are like, well, so you're sacrificing. I'm like, I'm not sacrificing. Just like you said, like, it's abundance. This is what you and I are talking about here. Like, to the listeners, guys, like, if you're a millennial, please listen to Alec, because he's your genre, right? And I'm the Gen X, right? I'm turning 40 this year. So we have years between us, but there's so much common ground because we have chosen the path of personal and professional development. We've chosen the path to surround ourselves with people that are going to be positively influencing us. Like, going to the Millionaire Blueprint event, I've learned over the past 3 to 4 years how powerful events are. And there's so much energy and just, oh man, when you leave an event, like your event, a Tony Robbins event, whatever, you leave high on life. But the most important thing that I teach people leaving these events, and including yours, is like, guys, I wrote tons of notes down, but I had to make a personal commitment. I put a reminder in my iPhone, and once a month, actually, now, because I've spread it out. Initially, it was like once a week for the first month after the event. I would go back into those notes and just read through them and then pull something out. Actually, I think I'm actually going to now turn all the notes into a blog article and just share everything that I wrote down that I heard from you, from Jeffrey, you know, from Dispenza, you know, just to share all that content. Because I'm like, I feel guilty now. I'm like, wait a minute. These words inspired me and I'm just hiding them in my book. I'm like, I need to put them out there.
Share it.
So like I said, sharing is caring. It's a cheesy slogan, but it's so true, man. Like, I'm sure you could speak to that. I mean, when you get out of that mindset of just me, 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 and you start giving more than you expect to receive, dude, the universe does start listening and it will respond in fold.
Definitely. Well, and we can use this as a prime example. You're sharing your platform of Live the Fuel here on the podcast today, and I'm sharing a little bit of my story. So if it weren't for two human beings with two different visions, two different ideas coming together, there's no opportunity here.
Right.
Now that we did align and we are here, the opportunities will line up how they're supposed to line up.
Exactly.
So in terms of this day and age, sharing and connecting is one of the most precious abilities that we have with the technology. We can put content out there and have access to any piece of information in the world within a few minutes.
I joke around because like my, well, girlfriend, now fiance as of 2 weekends ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. That was a fun story about embracing change. I can share that with you quick too. But the, because it totally supports what we're talking about right now. But the point here is that this is what we need to be doing. We got to be working together. We got to be sharing because I heard your story. And then when I was buying those books and hanging outside, I was like, Alec, I felt empowered. I was drawn to you. So I listened. And I said, a buddy of mine was like, you should invite him on your podcast show. He's like, he's so young. And I'm like, so? Age just means nothing. You have a way different history than I ever had. And you have come so far. Like, I didn't even know that day until today. Like, whereas we're recording this, I didn't know you were coming out with a book. I'm excited because I've been putting off writing a book about my hotshot experience from the wild and firefighting days and that transformation from the business world to firefighting into the entrepreneurial world. So eventually I got to write that too. But you're already taking action, man. But that's because you're literally the millionaire's apprentice. So it's like you got that level of consistent influence all around you. It doesn't surprise me that you're publishing a book before the year's out. That's powerful.
I appreciate that, Scott. And I can say to the listeners and any business owner, anybody looking to create a good life, it's 7 days a week. There's no days off. It's 365 days a year, no holiday breaks. No. It's a daily, one day at a time. You're not overwhelmed. You're not trying to do too much, right? But you take it one day at a time. You take these real steps. And when you make the commitment, I made the commitment to write the book, The Millionaire's Apprentice. And within 24 hours, a lady shows up. What I mean by that, a friend I know, his girlfriend graduated from the University of Michigan. She makes a Facebook post. I have time available. I just graduated from the U of M to work on new projects. So for me, what was I thinking? Great. I just committed 24 hours ago to write this book and she shows up. And so I have hired a ghostwriter to assist me with the content of filling in the book. I'm providing the chapters, a lot of
you're the providing
content.
The meat. Right? She's going to help fill in the rich veggies.
Right. The veggies, the spices,
yeah. Things. The flavor.
Right.
Because a lot exactly. of times, I mean, you have been very well spoken today. I want to give you kudos, man, because I feel like you've already grown since I saw you in the sprint in April. But and you definitely have. But sometimes even the best, most well-spoken people out there need help getting their ideas and their thoughts out there. So you have all these core ideas. And sometimes it takes somebody like a ghostwriter to say, you know what, let's expand on that. And then then that ghostwriter can then give you back, like, listen, when you gave me this, this is what I heard. How does this sound? And now you guys got this two-way relationship, and all of a sudden, the momentum is building. And this Absolutely. goes back to why, like, the network marketing business model is so powerful, because full circle here conversation, because it's like, oh, wait a minute. Instead of focusing on just selling products, which is what a lot of these companies do, and that's important, right? Yes, in the end, people are spending money for product. You're not technically spending money for the business. I have 85% of my people on my team are just consumers. But the point I'm making here is that, okay, but if you want to build something, it takes teamwork, all right? It's not me against the world. It's me and my team against the world. And you've literally taken, boom, okay, you know what? I could write this all by myself. Or she put it out there. I put it out there. Let's connect. Let's see if she's interested. And bam, now I got a ghostwriter. And now the momentum builds because not just you. Now you got a partner in crime. Exactly. Well, a partner in success.
Partner in success. The mastermind.
Yes.
It's like minds coming together with a common purpose. We both have win-win. She makes money. I can send her referrals as well. I've actually already had her with another project as a screenwriter for a movie.
When did this all start with you and her?
So this all began the end of 2016. It was around December.
That's when you met her? Basically met her.
Well, that's when she made that Facebook post. She said, I'm graduated here in a week from U of M. So it was right at the last fall semester at the University of Michigan, early December. And she made that post. So this has been going on for about 5 months. That's why there is a date and a deadline. the book will be finished and published by, which, as I mentioned, February 11th, 2018.
Well, and the beauty is you've given her a project that now literally in a year's time, she can then help you publish. And now she's already got a success track record, right? Because you're putting a product out. You know, it wasn't just, oh, I'm working on something. Like, no, literally, here's my client's success story. It has actually come to fruition. So, and she's just out of college. Like, did she plan on becoming more entrepreneurial like this and doing this stuff on the side, or?
She has an entrepreneurial mindset. Yeah. She's actually a mother now. My good friend, he was a wrestler at the University of Michigan. They just had a kid. Kid's name is Caspin, super cute little boy. So I didn't know her as well. I knew her boyfriend,
okay,
which was Cameron Jackson. So him and I had a friendship through college, but overall I didn't know her mindset. Now when I speak to her, she has the vision of providing more for her family and
awesome,
creating multiple revenues, streams of income per se.
Well, heck, man. I mean, if I could help her or you along the way, please let me know, because like, I'm the marketing guy. Like, I love helping people create brands or build a brand from nothing. Like, I tell people all the time, you could build a brand behind your name, or you could build a brand behind a theme. Right? I went with Live the Fuel, and then Scott Mulvaney just comes along with it, right? Because I'm the founder, I'm the host. Other people, right, they literally, if they have already something out there, they could build a brand behind their name. It's all depends on where it goes. You never know. But I tell people, right, like, start somewhere. You know, put yourself out there. I mean, like, for example, I mean, I tell people all the time, like, exist. I tell people, my tagline for my consulting business, I tell people, is like, control how you exist. From a positive energy versus negative energy versus don't just slap a logo up there. Like, define who you are and what you want to be to the world and use that with your designer. Don't just like slap it. Oh, I bought a logo for $50 and it looks cool. I'm like, okay, but what does it mean?
Right.
Like my logo, the fire, it's white and blue. Like people are like, yeah, I noticed that. I'm like, yeah. Well, what is the hottest fires out there? Like if you look at the gradient of intensity of heat and fire, they tell you white hot, right? Blue hot. Those are intense themes of fire. So I tell people like, that's why I chose those colors. There's a meaning behind that. The fired up piece from the fuel, right? That the fuel for the fire, me being a firefighter, it all ties together, but you have to have a backstory behind all that. So anyway, if she's ever looking for that, like if I can give back to you further and help her along the way, because who knows, maybe she'll become somebody that, maybe today's podcast might inspire me to finally put that the timeline on the book a little more aggressively in motion.
Absolutely. If that's what you want to commit to doing,
yeah,
then make it happen. And I'd be happy to make that introduction for you.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because that's what we're doing here. We're networking, man. So, I mean, I've been taking a lot of new actions lately in the past 2 weeks. I joked about earlier about the engagement. Like, and real quick, to support what you were saying, I said I never would get engaged, ever.
Wow.
I was like, I was anti-wedding crap, all that stuff. And yeah, I'm sounding such a romantic right now. But and then I was on a business trip a month ago. I've been with my girlfriend for, you know, 3-4 years. And we're committed. Like she had gotten to the point where she's like, all right, I know Scott's never going to propose. And then I was on a business trip. And again, I just said, okay, well, what if, like, this was like one of the few things left in my life where I was saying no, or I'll never. And those are negative connotations. So it's like, okay, well, I was on a business trip traveling in Boston 3 weeks ago. And I said, well, okay, let's flip that and say, what if you do decide to do that? What could happen? And I'm literally driving down the road. This is mind blowing. Because even my father, I told him this and he's like, who the hell drives down the road and then just decides he's going to completely go against everything he said for years and then just decide to get engaged? And I said, because I stopped thinking about me and I thought about us and I thought about her and I thought about her reaction when I blew her mind seeing me go down on one knee in front of her because she thought it would never happen. And then I saw this powerful, like, glowing state of happiness and the smile on her face. And I was like, and then I felt like my heart, like, change. I can't explain. This is literally what I'm giving you, the exact backstory. But the reason why I'm telling this is because I keep, like, just like you've been telling us today, like, you got to flip your mind to a positive mindset. And everything else I'm doing business-wise and everything else online is great. I've been doing that. But this is that one piece of my life that I've been holding myself back from, right? Like, I'm never really unlocking the heart and showing the true vulnerability. Just like you did when you tried giving your mom, you know, that next chance. Yeah, it doesn't always end well. And I know I was putting myself out there, but I was pretty confident. Actually, I'm like, if I do this, she's going to say yes. And then to give you the backstory, though, then the universe sometimes like to give you a challenge, right? So I'm going to share something with you here today. This just happened this morning. Before Alec and I, to the listeners, started talking today, we talked about how much of a hustler he is versus me. Like, he was technically up earlier than me, even though you're in California time. You're basically already getting work done at what, 6 a.m. this morning?
6:30 a.m.
Yeah, there you go. Boom. So I was up at 6 to go, you know, fire up, get some podcast stuff done, and then I had to go for a mountain bike ride. So I am actually going to share this with you because it's on my Instagram feed, but you'll get a kick out of this. So I've been mountain biking for 20 years. I have never seen this happen. So this is on my Instagram right now. Watch this. What you're seeing, can you see that movement?
I can.
So that's the core mount bar that belongs in my cleated pedal. The bearings blew out 2 minutes into the ride. So that's not supposed to be sliding off. That's supposed to be on the shaft, on the pedal arm, so I could pedal. And it's locked into the bottom of my foot, so my shoes stay clipped. It's a clipped-in shoe. I've never had that happen in my life. And 2 minutes in, my buddy's like, oh, well, what do you want to do? You want to go back, see if you can fix it? I'm like, nope, just keep going. And we did over 10 miles in the trails today because I'm like, I am jonesed to go mountain biking on these trails. I haven't ridden them since last year. I knew that I wasn't going to be able to fix that. And I was like, yeah, was it going to be a pain in the butt on the ride? Because every time I hit a rock or an obstacle, my foot could potentially slide off. I just had to focus and roll with it. And he was blown away. He's like, I can't believe you did all 10 miles with a busted pedal. And I said, it's what the universe, you know, provides, man. I decided to change it up. So I'm going to connect it full circle for you. 2 weeks ago, I had a whole game plan. You know, I already talked to her parents 2 weeks before they left for London for a wedding. Or no, wait, no, they were going to British Columbia for a wedding to Whistler. Asked for her mother's engagement ring that she had offered to my girl because she doesn't wear it anymore. It's a part of the family history. Her great-grandfather set the gem into the ring, the whole thing, while I also asked for their daughter's hand in marriage. So it was like a whole... I didn't just go for the, you know, asking for permission. I also went out, you know, even went against my own better practices and say, you know what? I'll go ahead and ask for that ring just to keep the history in place. And then we were supposed to go skydiving with friends. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna surprise her on the jump zone because we're adrenaline junkies, man. That's my style. So I was like, all right, we're gonna go with friends. It was already planned anyway, like the jumping, skydiving, and going to a winery afterwards. That was already planned, so nobody knew that was even going to happen. Everybody there had no clue that I was going to do this. So anyway, two loads go up. Boom, boom, boom. Everybody's skydiving. We're all strapped up in harnesses waiting for our jump. And we've skydived before. So this is like, and we actually, that jump zone is our second time there in New Jersey. So I'm all pumped up. The people in the back office are like, you know, thumbs up. I'm waiting. And then all of a sudden, they ground the plane. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Like, the winds are getting too aggressive and they weren't going to send anybody else up.
Wow.
I was like, okay. The whole game plan was centered around us skydiving. Like, they were going to throw me out of the plane first so I can land first, and then they could sneak the ring out to me while I'm on the landing field because nobody's allowed to leave the landing zone until everybody safely lands. Then everybody walks off together. So I was like, perfect. I'm just hanging out there. The photographer's already out there shooting other people, so she's not going to know a damn thing. And they were going to throw her out last. So I had it all game planned. And then... no more plane, no more skydive. We have to come back when there's less winds. And wow. I said, well, at this point, I'm like, I'm already in, man. And we were supposed to go to the winery afterwards. So I have other friends meeting us at the winery because we're already supposed to be in happy-go-lucky, hey, we're engaged, and showing up at the winery. There's other people already waiting there that she doesn't know are supposed to be there. So now she's like, oh, we'll just go to the winery, go hang out, and go do tastings like we're supposed to do. And I'm like, okay, nobody. She doesn't know that those people are there. So I was like, all right. Adapt on the fly, man. So I'm texting them as we're driving over. I know that's not safe. Please do not text and drive, people. Texting on the way over, I'm like, all right, guys, the flowers that got delivered, take the card off because the card said, thank you for saying yes, and I'm excited for our life of adventure together. Definitely don't want those on top of the flowers. I was like, arrange the tables so it looks like we're part of the other tasting groups. Keep the flowers there. Just take the card off, and then you guys hide over here. It was a whole thing. And then on the way over, I'm telling her, I'm like, oh, by the way, Kelsey and Brian decide to join us anyway because they only live 20 minutes from here. So they're going to meet us for a tasting as well. So I pulled that off. And then, yeah, I walk in, we start the tasting, and then I drop to the knee and bang it out. like nobody was ready for it. So long story for you and our listeners, thank you for allowing me to share it. But my whole
beautiful story though. This is a big part of your life.
It's a big change. But the point was, like, you can set the most elaborate plan possible and the universe is still gonna test you, man. Whether it be a mountain biking ride this morning or me getting engaged 2 weeks ago and doing something that I said I never would do. And guess what? The universe was still trying to test me. If I was my old mindset 6 years ago, I'd be all stressed out, pissed off, whatever. And I'm like, I'm just going to wait and do it, you know, weeks from now. And I'm like, no, man, I'm already in the flow. It's got to go down. So it's happening at the winery.
You kept moving forward, momentum going. That is awesome. Great.
And that's what we're talking about here, man. That's why I was like, I figured you might get a kick out of this. I know you're younger. You're not at that place yet with you and your girl. I thought I would never be at that place. I thought I would just play on the whole life partner thing and that's it. But that's everything you've told us today. You kept moving forward. And maybe that's part of your athletic mindset. I think that's one of your underlying strengths that you do bring to the story, is that you have an athletic background, and that helped build some of that strength. But you've had to keep building that over these years.
Definitely. And that's one day at a time, because if we look at our lives, where we're at today has been completely the events and situations and choices every day that compounded to who we are today. So if I'm 50 years old in 25 years, there's going to be a lot of choices that determine which direction I go. So if I can see where I want to go, it might not be, I might have a plan of this route, but the content you just shared with the listeners, I'm going to have detours. I'm going to have to take a different route. And that's something that when you can be at peace with that and understand it and know that it's going to happen, it makes it much more simple and much less emotional in the process. Like you said, you know, it'd be easy to get upset or pissed off. Oh, now the wind, it's too windy. You know, I'll put this whole setting aside for a couple more weeks, but it wasn't supposed to be like that. You made it exactly how you wanted to make it, and you were in the flow. You felt good about it. You followed your intuition and that gut instinct, and you made it happen. And I'm looking forward to see that relationship grow and your success and your future book. That is fantastic.
Well, man, it's like, and that's why I tell people all the time, like, we joked around about age is only a number. It doesn't define who the person is. And I consider you a fellow mentor out there, my friend, because you're doing stuff that I've only started thinking about in my 30s. So this is my last year in my 30s. And the fact that you've unlocked what you've unlocked as early as you have and have come from the background that you came from, it's such a powerful story. That's why I wanted to get you on the podcast today. That's why I wanted to help get your story out there, because there's so much more to come from you, and you will eventually, I'm sure, outshine the great Jeffrey Crumbs. And admittedly, if he's as powerful as a mentor as he is to you, he's expecting that. You know, we should eventually exceed the people who have positively influenced us. If everything is moving in the right direction and the universe does provide, that's what I'm expecting from you.
I completely agree, Scott. And as great as Jeffrey Combs is, I'm expecting no less than at the end be better.
Yeah.
And become better. And that's, you know, I do it with honor. I do it with integrity. And I wouldn't be the person I am today without Jeffrey Combs, without the mentors along the way. So I do it out of pure competitive nature, not out of any other emotion other than I want to do better for myself. And speaking about things to come and you know, future opportunities, I do want to share with the listeners one other project that, yes, I have been working on.
Please do.
I believe it's really going to change the game and the industry for small business owners. I had this idea a few years back. I was in network marketing, direct sales, and I realized that a lot of people who want to own a business, they have difficulties, number one, knowing where to go, where to get started. How do I get started with minimal startups? minimal money and capital and create a business and then start creating profits. So number one is where to even get started. Number two, I found that most people and most entrepreneurs have difficulty staying committed long enough to create that momentum and that centrifugal force that the universe would provide to put the right people, right places, and right situations into your life to excel that business of yours. So what I've been working on, I started a company. It's called Prosperity Flow. Prospero came from a Latin word, means to flow. So the name of the company, Prosperity Flow, means to flow in the flow. So what I'm doing is I'm creating a template for business owners, specifically direct sales, specifically network marketing and professional relationships.
It's a huge industry. Let me change that term. Huge profession. That's the old term of industry. It has become a profession.
It is. Yeah, that's great. So it's a huge profession, over $200 billion in network marketing. That's not counting direct sales companies or professional relationships such as real estate, mortgage banking, any type of financial planners. Those are all, I'd say, professional relationships, type sales.
Yeah, position. Everything, real estate, mortgage, all that stuff.
Right. So my company, it'll have templates. It's going to be an automated relationship management program. It's being developed right now. I attracted the investors and the programmers, the graphic designers. It's all coming together. So we have iOS on Apple coming out this fall and Android. It'll be available on your phones as well. We'll have a website. Of course, the website will be developed in the process as well. So this is going to change the game, I believe, for a lot of network marketers because they have difficulties knowing what to do every single day. And you get caught up wanting to own a business and wanting to do the best you can do. But then there's all these other habits and these things that we're used to in our life and us thinking who we are and being who we are. You know, I'm in my apartment, I drive my same car, I eat similar foods, I do similar things, but I can change, but sometimes it's hard to change because it's new and it's not that routine yet. It's not that habit. So what this is going to do, it's going to be a template. It's going to organize your leads. You can put it in one place and it's going to create a follow-up system for you in these professional relationships to give the potential customer, the person you're connecting with, a better experience through the process. And for you, you're going to be able to create more opportunities.
Well, I think it's very smart because I think after being in that industry as long as I've been now, 7 years, learning from that profession and learning about the success and weaknesses, and I'm guilty of it too, is that, and I've been a sales and marketing professional in other, you know, roles, still am, you know, for myself and my clients, but the failure and the success is in the follow-up. So if you can find a way with your system to optimize and simplify that process, that will change. Because I think so many people fail, not just in network marketing, but just in a sales and marketing profession or in their sales roles, is because unless they have a quality mentor or coach to show them the system of following up, they said the average sales professional, a failing sales professional, usually stops around 3 to 4 follow-ups. Like, whereas the success is usually built in that 8 to 10 range. You just have to have a variety and a consistency and the confidence and the fortitude and the system to keep moving and keep going with it and not giving up.
Yes, absolutely. So that's what the whole system is going to be programmed around. It'll also have a section that any sales professional, because in network marketing, you have all these different team leads, all these different companies, number one, that are huge multi-billion dollar companies and hundreds of million dollar companies. But then you have these specific leaders who have different systems within each company. So there is going to be a way for a specific leader to plug in their own system. They can plug in their own company promotional videos, whether it's a product, service, benefit, feature, or dream, whatever you're selling.
Cool.
You'll be able to create your own template on your own. So that's going to be a tool that I think will be good for people.
Well, now, do you have any kind of teaser stuff online yet where people could follow that? Because obviously when I publish the show notes on the website, we're very, very detailed, just like the best, like people like John Lee Dumas, you know, Entrepreneur on Fire, and all those guys. Like, we do very detailed show notes. I timestamp everything, and we list all the backlinks to your social media profiles so people follow you. Is there any websites or anything on that just yet? Because if not, it's not a big deal, because if not, I will just, you just email me when it goes live, and I go back in and I edit it, and I can add it into your show notes. That way you've got it incorporated in. For now, I'll definitely add those keywords into your content to help build that awareness in the Google world until it all launches.
I definitely appreciate that, Scott. And at this point in time, I hired the team, the programming team, in the past month. So it's not, I don't have the website up yet.
No biggie.
The domain is prosperityflow.com. That was the domain. And the fall of 2017 is going to be the launch. I will have content before then, but that's going to be...
You don't need a full website. My marketing tip on that is if you already own the domain, put a professional landing page up, or at least a way for people to at least start getting on your email list, like a little, hey, if you want to stay in touch for the launch, you know, just enter your email here. Like, that way it's not just like, oh, I go there and it's blank. That's just a tip for you. Like, I use AWeber. I have them listed in my resources on the website. They're one of the top email marketing management systems. But I tell people all the time, like, I don't want to call it a lead page, but if you start throwing this out there more, make sure it's a way people can get there. Say, listen, just go to Prosperity Flow, click, enter your email in, and we'll keep you in loop. And maybe once every month or two, you might put out one small thing. So that way you don't seem like a spammer, right? You're just keeping people in touch on the process. Because a lot of people like to follow companies like this when there's a story being told. And that's why crowdfunding campaigns do so well. Because people feel like they're a part of this, like, oh man, I'm on the list. You know, I get to be there when it goes live, or I get access to the product or the service when it goes live. So just... that's my little tip for you, just to help you along. I'm sure you've hired a good team, but make sure people have a way to stay in touch.
I'm receiving this.
Yeah,
for sure. God, I appreciate the suggestions, and it's 100% something I'm committed to accomplishing in the next week. I've been actually working on the landing page already. I hired a writer, so content will be created. So that is awesome. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, sir. Well, listen, this has been a powerful show, but in the interest of life balance, I got to go and grill some meat and veggies at some friends and do some pool time, because after the 62 miles I biked yesterday and the other 10 miles today with a broken pedal, I'm looking forward to not butt pedaling and just grilling and pool time. What do you got planned for the afternoon?
This afternoon, I'm meeting up with a couple friends, and I'm going to spend the second half of today at the pool as well. The water, Stockton, California, should be about 80 degrees today, sunny. And so I'm going to relax a little bit.
It is currently 85 degrees outside right now here in Pennsylvania. So
beautiful. I love it.
Yeah. Well, listen, we kind of hinted at it before. And since you're new to the show, and obviously we're going to be bringing you back on, because as you get closer to launch, I definitely want to welcome you back for a return episode, because there's so much going on with you. I know you'll have even more to talk about, as well as the book launch, but I definitely want to help you promote more of your success as you get closer to that launch, so we can use this as more content to build your launch and your exposure, so people can catch back up with you and see what's been going on. But for today, all of our co-hosts, they own the final words of the show before I close the show out. So I know you've got something good for us, but obviously, what is that inspiring, motivational messaging, whatever it is, what is something that you're trying to leave behind or trying to build in the universe here in our world that, hey, if they forget the rest of the stuff we talked about on this episode, they can at least take away this, and that's going to inspire maybe them to follow you on social media, on Twitter and Instagram and everything else.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Scott. There's a few key tips and suggestions I would share. And number one is your breathing. A lot of people forget to breathe through the day. And for you and I don't think it's an issue, especially if you work out and exercise, but a lot of people get caught up in their breath. When you can slow down and you can take a good breath and you can refuel and reprogram your neuroprograms, your neurological pathways, and take this slow breath and release it and exhale everything you want to get rid of and release in your life through this breath. And you inhale everything, you're open to receiving. And so taking a breath is extremely important. I practiced my breathing for many months straight, a very conscious breathing exercise. And I still do it to this day. So breathing, I think, would be number one to really change the quality of your day and how you feel. The second suggestion would be drinking more water. And I know this sounds funny, and I find that a lot of people, they'll run to the fridge or they'll think they're hungry, and really it's your body that is craving water. We're 80% water. We should drink not only water, but the best water. We should drink alkaline water if possible, and drink the most pure water that is available to us. Those would be the two health suggestions I would make. Now, in terms of leaving the legacy and leaving with purpose, living with purpose, Scott, I believe the world is about the people. If it weren't for the people, there wouldn't be much going on here. So live with compassion, help someone, assist them if they require assistance. When people reach out, do what you can, put in that little extra effort. It'll always come back to assist you and benefit you in the future. And so I would consider people looking at the people around them and finding out a way to help them and just take them to the next level. If it's one more level, if it's a little bit healthier, if it's a little bit better in business, if it's a little bit more understanding on that next exam they have coming up, if it's whatever it may be, live with compassion and you can't ever go wrong.
Well said, sir. Well said. Well, I can't really top that. I think you're definitely years ahead of where you should be. You're doing powerful things. You have a powerful mentor that you've aligned yourself with. So again, guys, we talked about it throughout the show, but I'll go to a quick summary. If you haven't really written it down, go check out thegoldenmastermind.com. That's Jeffrey Combs. That's Alec Friel. You can find Alec. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. He's on Instagram. Actually, on Instagram, you got a good following, man. You're father underscore Friel, I noticed. And Twitter, it's your name, Alec Friel. Again, guys, F-R-I-E-L. So hang tight. I'll give you a proper goodbye once I stop the recording. But again, to our listeners, if this didn't fire you up today, then you need to go back and really re-listen to it again and really listen to this content. Okay, this is digital audio content. You can play, you can pause, you can come back again. That's the power of podcasting. This is free education, guys. So again, we just had another powerful episode for Live the Fuel. We're here to help you keep living that fired up epic life. We'll talk to you guys again soon. Hey there, Live the Fuel fans. Quick commercial break. Before we close out the episode, just wanted to give you some extra tips and tricks before we send you on your way. So again, thank you again for listening to the Live the Fuel show. I hope you got a lot out of this recent episode. More importantly, please subscribe to the show if you haven't subscribed yet. Stay in touch. Get me some feedback. Submit a review on iTunes or Stitcher and get us the voice of you, the listener, so we can build this content back into the show and make sure that I'm actually taking you, the listener, into this design and future as Live the Fuel grows. So again, subscribe, submit a review, stay in touch. Heck, on that point, go visit livethefueltank.com. Livethefueltank.com. That will take you to the link to our private Facebook group community where you can join and I can stay more in touch with you going forward outside of the podcast world. All right, last quick little piece here for you guys, some extra value. One, go to livethefuel.com main page. You'll see on there we have our free resources guide. If you are looking for free content and not having to pay for it, consider getting on my email list. You click on the button, send me my copy, get your Super Sevens resources guide. There's over 21 of my favorite online resources that I've built into this little electronic guide for you guys. There's no cost. It'll just be emailed to you just by hopping on my email. Again, just thank you for listening. I want to give you some value. Second piece of my little extra nuggets of knowledge, if you want to call it this, is go to the resources section on the site. In there, I have three columns, health, business, lifestyle. And two, right off the bat, that I want to make sure you guys are taking advantage of is number one, eatpillynuts.com. And number two, villacapelli.com. Their logos are on the site. You got a big bowl of nuts there. And you got a cool big V, Power V logo. Both of those, if you use the discount code FUEL, F-U-E-L, you will get 10% off at checkout. So take advantage of that, please, and thank you. And more importantly, there's other companies linked on there. My nutritional and health alignment with Isagenix since 2010. The Pure Vitamin Club company for their kick-ass magnesium B12 and an awesome multi-cap. There's some additional business resources on there. Number one, Singularis IT. I go mountain biking and road cycling with the founder. This is a legitimate IT company. I don't care where you are in the world, you can use their services. We're talking about serious white glove level services. I've moved all of my IT solutions over to them, and I outsource them regularly for any future and onboarding clients down the road. And lastly, but not leastly, David Studio. If you have no clue who this guy is, guess what? He is my new audio engineer. This is the guy I've been having making it happen behind the scenes. I found him through the Fiverr world. So if you search for David, D-A-V-I-D, Studio on Fiverr, you can track this guy down. But guess what? He's also on the Upwork platform. He's on the People Per Hour platform. You can search for him through his real name. I've never literally physically met this guy or talked to him in person. We have been just met through the online world. But if you search for E-M-I-N, that's, I believe, pronounced Emin, and Fikic, which is F as in Frank, I-K-I-C, you can search for him in Upwork, People Per Hour. Oh, more importantly, just go to Fiverr like I did. But if you are a podcaster or somebody just looking to get quality audio engineering, this is your guy. So again, guys, I'll let you get back to your day. Thanks again for listening to Live the Fuel. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up, epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.